ask me how I'm doing, I would say I'm doing just fine. I would lie and say that you're not on my mind. But I go out and I sit down at a table set for two, and finally I'm forced to face the truth. No matter what I say, I'm not over you, not over you, not over you.
Hey, what's going on? Good morning. This is the Let's Be Honest radio show on hawkradio.primo stream right now. We're going to do a quick intro here. What's up?
What's going on? What's happening, Kevin?
We have Danny. He's not here right now. He's kind of kicking back. So we have an alternate joining us.
Hello. My name's Isis.
It's great to be here with you.
Good to see you. Good to see you, Isis. Welcome. This is Boy Wonder here, as always.
This is Reese. Welcome back.
And this is Mike. Did you guys see the Lightning playoff game? Maybe you did.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah.
It was brutal.
It was a little horrendous.
I love seeing that. I love seeing it.
Okay, Rangers fan. That's right. You guys are not going further than us, I can tell you that.
Dude, I think that the Lightning might get swept. They looked bad in that game.
They might get swept.
I hope they get swept.
They might win one game. It's definitely going to, I think it's
You think Vazzy steals one?
Huh?
You think Vasilevsky steals one?
Yeah. I think it's going to be a 6-game series.
I don't think so. I think it's 5 or 4.
It's definitely not 4.
I don't know, man.
Yeah. So, speaking of Lightning starts and fast days, we are going to go into space today. We're going to hit up some segments with that being said. And we're going to, you know, hit Isis up today about, you know, her opinions about everything. So we're going to get into some music, and we'll be right back right after this.
What's the time? Such a crime, not a single word. Sipping on that Patron just to calm my nerves. Oh-oh, popping bottles by the phone. Oh, yeah. Had me up, had me down, turned me inside out. That's enough. Too. Everything you said is like gold with the view. Business in the front, party in the back. Maybe I was wrong, was the outfit really whack? This kind of thing doesn't happen usually. I'm on the opposite side of it, truthfully. I know you want it, so come and get it. Cheerio. See, I've been waiting all day for you to call me baby. So let's get up, let's get on it. Don't you leave me brokenhearted tonight. Oh.
Beginnings, what keeps the planet spinning. The force from the beginning.
What's good, everyone? It's Danny back. I guess I was in space, but I'm back here. I'm back now. I just landed all the way from space.
It's good to have you back.
I thought he was about to spit some verses for a second. I'm like,
yeah,
okay.
I thought I was about to rap. You know?
I was like, yeah.
A lot of turbulence?
Yeah.
Hella turbulence. Too many.
Mm-hmm. You probably hit a meteor or something.
Yeah.
Knocked him off course. This probably was happening.
No, I think there was like two aliens talking in front of me the whole entire trip. You know, instead of sleeping like everybody else did on the spaceship. They didn't know how to hush, shut up.
So since we're on the topic about space, how do you guys feel about, I don't know, the moon landing? Do you guys think it's fake or real?
Real.
I think it's real for sure. It happened. I don't know if it was us necessarily, but I mean, they said it was us.
What do you mean?
I think it was real, but I mean, there's a lot that you could definitely point to things like, oh, it was definitely fake.
No, I think it was real. What?
100%?
Yeah, 100%,
yeah.
First off. Why would they fake it? Like, we lost the space race in the first place, so if they fake
it, yeah. Optics.
No, what do you mean, optics?
I mean, we lost the space race, like she said, that we need the United States needed a massive win, especially around 1969, the 70s, like it was bad for the United States. So we needed optics, like to get the patriotism veins flowing once again. Like, yeah, we went to the moon.
Well, the space race was happening for 20 years, since August 2nd, 1955, to July 17th, 1975.
Yeah, we won. We went to the moon. No, we didn't need a green screen. It was a black backdrop. That's why there's no stars.
Okay, so we even have like videos and pictures of when Neil Armstrong took when he was on the moon.
Yeah, no, those were all filmed in a Hollywood studio. No, look, I'm saying I believe we landed on the moon, but I'm just playing devil's advocate for you.
Oh, okay.
You got to understand that in Hollywood studios, there are so many things that you probably think, oh, I've seen that on TV before. No, that was made in Hollywood studios right there in L.A. Seriously.
Like moon rocks.
Yeah.
So you're telling me Mars,
all types of weird fake stuff.
So you're telling me in the Apollo missions, I think it was Apollo 4 or 5, when the three astronauts were about to take off and the capsule locked on them and then they burned to death. You're telling me they faked that for optics?
I mean, we've been doing it for centuries, huh?
Potentially. You know, it's open to interpretation.
No. I think they I don't know.
I feel like there's always some truth to everything. I feel like maybe we probably did go to space, but it could be at a point where we weren't on the moon. You know what I'm saying? Like we sent a man out orbit for the first time ever, but also, you know, it was Hollywood.
With right now's technology and with the cameras, the type of specific cameras that we have that we're allowed to send up there to space, I can't believe that. Why haven't we seen any recent footage of us going again?
Mm-hmm.
If we're already trying to go to Mars.
That's such a good point. It's like, just go back. Yeah, if we did it when computers were the size of a house and now technology's way better, just go back.
Yeah, go back and go take a picture with a really good camera and show the world, reveal to the world, you know?
I feel like the reason they aren't sending people back is because the risk is too high. They are sending up rovers. They are sending up things that do get pictures of the moon.
No, I want them to go up there and people. I want them to go up there and build a McDonald's up there. And then
everybody, oh, it's gonna happen.
No shadow of a doubt.
Right there.
Right.
Oh, how do y'all feel about wasn't it like a couple months ago that like Mexico like showed that they had these aliens or whatever and they like
Oh yeah.
Do you think those are real? You think those are fake?
I feel like there's like Area 51 everywhere. I mean, but it's, you know, different names. But I think there are aliens. What do they call them again? It's a story that they used to tell kids when they were like nightmares or something like that. It's like El Chupacabra or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like El Chupacabra is pretty much aliens from outer space, but they kind of worded it in their own way to scare kids to go to bed or.
I was talking to my brother yesterday, and he's a rocket scientist, and he was like, there is a lot of evidence for extraterrestrial life out there that like people just don't even recognize or they don't acknowledge. So.
True.
Well, there's definitely aliens out there. There's definitely something out there for sure.
It's too big for there not to be.
Exactly.
Yes.
You know what I mean,
like, and there's literally planets now that you can inhabit and live on. Like they just discovered recently that you can. There's like similar to our, like our ecosystem and everything. Like you can like literally breathe air over there. You can, you know, I guess habitate the food or water. They're still trying to figure that part out, but they have other planets out there. They discovered. I think NASA recently discovered 2 to 3 planets, that are like I think like 14 light years away. So I mean, like it has to be like our kids. At a point to get there, but at the point of just like light speed traveling, it's going to happen sooner than later.
I know which planets you're talking about. I was reading this a couple of years ago from NASA.com, and it was the Kepler telescope, like the Kepler Space Telescope.
Yeah.
It pointed in a direction, and it found a planet that was double the size of Earth. It was Kepler 22b, they named it.
Yeah.
And it has all of the like signs of like inhabitants. Like, I mean, not like there are people there or anything, but it has like fresh water. It has signs of like oxygen on it. It has like, it's a rock planet, you know what I mean? It's in the habitable zone of its like sun
or
its star.
Exactly.
So there, you know, that potentially could be a place where there's life.
Yeah.
So according to planetary, I can't pronounce this word, but forgive me, habitability, planetary habitability, 11 billion of these estimated planets may be orbiting the sun like stars. The nearest such planet may be 12 light years away, according to scientists. And as of June 2021, a total of 59 potential habitable exoplanets have been found. Hmm. So imagine that many planets that we could possibly be, you know, building civilization on.
Civilization. Yeah, absolutely. I think I'm so down for having a little condo on space. Like, what would you, if you had to honestly build your first, like, commercial whatever, what is restaurant, house, or whatever, whatever you want to build, what would be the first thing you build if you had it?
Temu store. Lots of
profits. I don't, like, it has to be a company?
It could be a sports facility. It could be anything.
I'm trying to be like a monopoly. I'm trying to get all the railroads down, so you can just go see everywhere, so you can like figure out what landscape you want and build whatever you want there.
Oh, that makes
sense. Monopolize the planet.
Absolutely.
I'm thinking about this from a logical perspective. So SpaceX is trying with the Artemis project to turn the moon essentially into one big gas station. They're going to take like its natural resource and turn that to rocket fuel to use that as a launch pad to go to Mars. So we'll just put a 7-Eleven on the moon. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, a little
that's
bit smart.
Genius, actually. See? It's really good.
Like a diner, like a Denny's or something on there, too.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Make Denny's. Like a truck stop.
Like a Denny's and a 7-Eleven.
Yeah. Now we're thinking here.
Yeah. Oh, man.
We're getting somewhere.
Yeah.
Do you guys think if we'll be able to live on Mars one day? I feel like that's out of the realm of possibility.
I feel like it'll be harder for us, especially with the way that environment set, because I guess they have like a lot of bad sandstorms.
Have you seen the movie Martian?
Like, I love that movie.
Yeah,
my favorite movie.
It's a good movie.
Bro's stuck up there. He has to fight against all the weather and like he has to live and try to survive and then make it back to Earth.
He's growing potatoes the whole time.
Yeah, for real. It's awesome. Like, I don't know. I don't know if any of us on Earth really have that mental toughness he did in that movie. Like, mm-hmm. I know it's a movie.
Oh, no. In order to live in there, like take off your helmet, like actually live like we do on Earth, we have to build like these pods.
Yeah, that'd be like tunnels underground.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we don't like die.
Is that where all the aliens are on Mars? Is that where the Martians are?
That's what they say.
But if we
there's
have
water underground on Mars.
Well, yeah. Just because like Mars and like other planets do have water and we are able to grow things there doesn't mean that should be an option to live there.
Why not?
Why not?
Yeah, why
well,
not?
If it, I mean, it's one of the coldest planets already because it's so far from the sun, so we're missing out on that.
Mars?
Yeah.
It's not as far from the sun as other planets.
But it's still cold, really cold. It's
as a person who likes tanning, I don't want to be that far.
Yeah. It's still freezing. But just like going off your way, if we have to build pods just to live in and like breathe, like what's the point?
Okay,
honestly.
But like at the same time, we can't just be like a one planet species. If the human race is actually going to survive like into the well future, right? We can't just be a one planet species.
Oh, I get that. But the thing is, the issue that lies with that is that people are not investing in space. People think it's not necessary. They're not inventing or doing anything really with the space program.
I kind of agree with that because
that's part of the issue why we haven't. That's why we've never sent any other people to the moon. The last person we tried to send to the moon, I think, was Apollo 13. We saw how that went down.
Yeah. And I think, honestly, instead of creating more roads or more like I guess just like this is, I feel like things are man-made diseases to like kill off human beings in a natural selection like COVID. I feel like instead of doing that, we need to invest more of our money, like you said, on space programs and mm-hmm. space activities, like 110%, because I feel like now as the world's growing, as we continue to populate and produce and have more kids, I feel like we're too much on top of each other and we're building too many buildings and it kind of equates to like why we have earthquakes in New York City and everything now. So I feel like we're doing more damage to our own planet and we should be doing it on more than one planet, not damaging it, but like kind of like spreading our resources.
I'm going to have to disagree because actually currently we're not experiencing that big of a population growth because more people are deciding not to have kids in this society that we live in because of the planet being so harmed. And the reason why people do have so many kids and why there are so many, like, there are big population spikes is because they're uneducated and they don't have the right resources to have contraceptives and things like that. So I feel like if we're focusing on our planet now and focusing on Earth and fixing Earth, then we can use all those smart scientists, all those amazing, hardworking individuals who are looking at space and have them focus on this planet. You know what I'm saying?
Very true. I think a lot of them, too, are like, I think, and I know this can be like counterproductive, I feel like a lot of people want to use their all their good resources toward the people they want to use their resources to.
And I can agree. I could really touch on this subject, even though it could be so broad on so many aspects. But the thing is that a group like us, for example, we're willing to help each other, but to a certain extent. When it costs your life, who's here is going to fight for their life? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And when it comes to resources, when it comes to food, when it comes to things like that, if you have a family, you got people to protect, you know, or you're the man or you're the woman of the house, you know, there's a lot of aspects, and people feel like that they have to protect that. They got to protect their soul or their dignity or you got to show me respect because I walk like this. I talk like this.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many people like that in the world that, like, I could agree with both of you guys. Like, some people are going to want to have kids. Oh, yeah, let's populate. Yeah, let's third cousins and this and that. But then there's also those people that are like, nah, I just want to start. I want to build the foundation myself. I want to create generational wealth. And that, I'm on both sides. But what I do want to say is that we won't be able to sit and agree, especially if, you know, everybody's out for themselves. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
I agree with Isis and your take, Willie, about what we should do with Earth. But I feel I'm kind of like on more Willie's side with it just because of how when during the space race in that time when we were actually trying to go to the moon and just go to space, we were inventing so many good things. Like NASA invented like the microwave. They invented like the first ever solar panel. They invented revolutionized the refrigerator, the car. Like, they built so many things just trying to do this. So if you think about it in today's world, like, we're not really inventing anything new. I mean, just look at phones. They're just stale. Apple comes out with a new phone every year. And I get how the industry changed with phones, but just changing the camera and increasing the battery, you're not really innovating anything.
Right.
Even when Apple went from the iPhone 8 to the 10, getting rid of the home button, that's big innovation. Yeah. It's not.
To speak on that, like, okay, in my communications class, we were talking about, like, I don't remember what it was called, but it's like the growth of things. And our chips can only handle so much, and they're only going to get so small and so small, while also being more powerful and more powerful. And then we're going to reach like a flat line. And I think, like, even looking back to one of our, like, some of our, like, older people that are like, 50 years ago, they're like, oh, we're going to have flying cars by this time, you know? And that's how we're thinking about space travel. Like, we're thinking that space travel is going to be, like, monopolized, is going to be, like, commonplace for everybody. But if you really think about it, the, like, wage gap in between the top 1% and the lowest, like, percent of people, it's going to be only accessible to the upper class. And then all the people that are down here, they can only think of space travel. They're never, ever going to touch or maybe see a spaceship. You
true.
Know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think it's one of those things, like, and it normally happens when new inventions like that come up all the time. I mean, think about, like, with TVs and technology, like, when radios first came up here, like, only, like, the 1% or 2% people were able to have that access until it was more commonly used. And I feel like by the time we're, like, gray and old, like, it's going to be at a point where it will be commonly used. But it's like, I feel like going piggyback off of what Reese is saying, I feel like we need to go to new resources and kind of be more innovative like that. Maybe going to another planet and seeing like, oh, this is like this rare rock, or
I would love to see
it. And just see something new. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I would love to see it. But the way that, and this is going to get really controversial, so like Mike, Reese, y'all could touch on this. I don't care. But definitely, it won't happen. Here's why. Because you say, Will, you create something powerful. You create the next source that generates unlimited gasoline, unlimited oils. Like, you create something very powerful that can help this world. You get the cure, cancer, anything. They're going to try to find some type of way, the government or whoever runs whoever's on the higher class, is going to try to find a way to add their little take into it, wherever, whether, for example, COVID, for example, they killing off people who finding cures, killing off people with new inventions, stealing inventions. Last time I checked, microwaves, phones, all these things create radiation that's technically not good for us, not good for us at all. Last time I heard that radiation, you blow your head off the right amount.
Yeah, so, something like that, yeah.
What's that called? I would love to see new inventions, but it's just we're limited.
Yeah.
We might not realize how limited we are, but we're very limited.
But you got to start somewhere at least.
You could start somewhere, but you can't make a move without letting you can't make a dice move without letting your homie know, like, yo, I'm about to make this move, and then your homie's gonna tell the next homie, that homie's gonna tell the king, and then the king's gonna look it down at you, and it's gonna be like, you're not allowed to do that. And then what do you do when you're told you're not allowed to be creative? It's all a give or take. It's all a cycle, and it's all opinions, and it's all give or take. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, guys, we'll be right back after this break. Make sure keep tuning in at
88.5 at
hawkradio.primostream.com.
Love and loyalty never cross the line. Just hit it up when I cross your mind. Show you how to get your own, you won't be watching mine. Put you up on G, show you how to shine. And maybe we can kick it when I got a time. Be my backbone and need a spot. Gotta know you ride with me if I'm riding wrong. I wake up in the morning and it's all gone. Best believe I'ma get it right back. That's the hustler in me, I know you like that. You probably think I'm with a different broad at night. When I think about it, man, you probably right. The more I think about it, you probably wrong. Cause what you didn't think about it, I'm probably
she
cold.
She wish she never met me, cause she just can't help but let me go ahead and do whatever the hell I want. She say she hate how much she need me. Turn around and say she don't need me. Always talking about she gon' leave me, but she don't. But maybe this time might be different, cause she shed so many tears. She'll remind me of the dumb that I've done over the years. But she don't be tripping in the moments. I got her legs up by her ear. But as soon as we get done, I swear this is all I hear. Yeah, she said, you ain't no good, but you feel so good. She said, what if I could, but I gotta leave you alone. I gotta leave you alone. She said, I know you bad, but I want you back.
Makes me so sad that I gotta leave you alone. Yeah, I gotta leave you alone. Cold world. Southside. Can't get enough. East side. West side. Worldwide. Ride out. Nah, I ain't got no kids yet, but this right here's for practice. I hate to get the seats in the bins wet, but that's how good your wear is. Make an old man get his glasses, make Wesley pay his taxes. Then follow your moves all week on Twitter, probably make a reconsider. You're now rocking with the best, man. Dress game down to the sex game. Won't rap, but the boy been blessed, man. Let you play with a stick, old vetch came. She calling, she texting, she's falling. But let me explain. Gotta tell your old boyfriend, skate girl, cause it don't play them X games. Nope, straight sexing, no handcuff or arresting. And I ain't coming off on my last name, cause I really can't take no stressing. About where I done been, who I done hit. Your homegirl saying he a bad boy, but I'm signed to the rock, no time for the gossip. Put down them tabloids.
Well, let's just send some clothes. You be up to no good and everybody know. My own girls tried to warn me, they tried to let me know. What you got, I need a lot, so I can't let you go.
She said, I can't get enough, can't get enough.
I need that.
I can't get enough, can't get enough. I can't get enough of what you got. Good guys, you hit the spot. Try to let go, but I just cannot.
don't you stop, I need it. Globe, try to cold, hide to even wait out in London town. Whole Talica, they love my sound, and I got love for the underground. Quali, Pimp C, H-Town with Bungie down. Met a bad that'll cut all night, that all night, you just cut off lights. Almost missed my flight, trying to get my last look, alright. She be down for whatever, whenever I wanna get up in the guts, alright. Never fuss or fight, on the ground trying to find this lead ace. I love it when you give me, I hate it when you give me headaches.
She said, I heard you got a main chick, a mistress and some fools. You be up to no good and everybody know. My girls tried to want me, they tried to let me know. What you got, I need a lot, so I can't let you go.
She said, I can't get enough. I can't get enough for what you got. Good guys, you hit the spot. Try to let go, but I just cannot. So don't you stop, I need hate. Cold world, baby, ain't nothing sunny. I see him hating, but it ain't nothing to me. I'm from the Ville where they bang for the money and carry 4-5s like change for a 20. So what I look like, skirt? Them things over there look like nerves. Never mind that, girl, let's make a track. I beat the pussy up, that's the hook right there. That's the hook right there. That's the hook right there. Never mind that, girl. Let's make a track. I'll be the up. That's the hook right there.
Said, I heard you got a main chick, a mistress and some fools. You be up to no good and everybody know. My own girls tried to want me. They tried to let me know. What you got, I need a lot, so I can't let you go.
She said, I can't get enough. Can't get enough.
I need that.
I can't get enough. Can't get enough. I can't get enough for what you got. Good guys, you hit the spot. Try to let go, but I just cannot. So don't you stop, I need that. Sexy, y'all.
I don't know.
We both knew this type of life didn't come with instructions, so I'm trying to do my best to make something out of nothing. And sometimes it gets downright shitty. In fact, when you calling, I don't even know what city I'm at. Or what day of the week, in the middle of a month, in a year, I don't recall. It's like my life's on repeat. And the last time we spoke, I told you I wouldn't be long. That was last November, now December's almost gone. I'd apologize, but I don't realize what I'm doing wrong. I never know. But amazing, and I never take that for granted. Half of these birds would have flew the coop, but true, you truly understand it. And the fact you stood beside me every time you heard some bogusness, you deserve a standing no, cause they done just been over it. Let them talk, let them talk, let them talk, let them talk.
Like we don't hear what they saying.
Let them walk, let them walk, let them walk, let them walk.
We'll just drive by and keep waving,
cause you and I above all that. Just let them wallow in it. Now they all choked up, yup, cause they be swallowing.
Back home.
No one holds me down like you do, sweetheart.
You keep doing that, I'll keep doing this, and we'll be alright then. Trust that. We put the us in trust, baby. Ow, let's go!
Welcome back, everybody, to Let's Be Honest here at HCC in Ybor, in the Ybor campus. We're going to dive into, actually, I should say, we're going to take off into some commercial space flight, get your guys' thoughts and opinions on that. According to CBS News, in August 21st, 2021, Virgin Galactic was the first ever company to launch just regular people, regular civilians into space, like fully.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be me.
Did they come back?
Oh, yeah, they made it back fine.
They weren't like the dog that the Soviets sent up?
No, they were just four citizens, four regular people.
Did they pay for it, or they just kind of like
they bid.
Grab them off the street?
They bid on it.
Oh, they bid, so they're not just regular people.
Yeah, I think Michael Strahan went to space.
I don't know who that is.
Michael Strahan, a football player for the New York Giants. He's a legend, and he's on the Good Morning News. But, yeah, he went to space pretty much through, I think, Virgin Galactic.
Yeah.
And I know they sent a couple other people just to look at it. I think they're up there for like 30, 45 minutes, and then they bring them back down.
Well, yeah. that was SpaceX. SpaceX was the first ever company to launch four regular people. They just entered in like a lottery, and they were selected.
Yeah, they have lotteries. They have this one program called the Dear Moon Project. They were supposed to be launching sometime in 2025. It started in September 2018. So they were going to one of the he's a famous clothing artist, and he wanted to send 6-7 strangers to orbit the moon for at least 5 to 6 days, or between 5 to 7 days, orbiting the moon and coming back.
How long is that in space? It's 5 to 7 days.
5 to 7 days. Yeah, it's legit 5 to 7 days.
I thought time no. was different.
No, that's like just around like black holes and stuff, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I'm like light years away, you know what I mean?
Yeah, being light years away is one
but
thing.
But it's also like an Earth day is a lot different from like a whole day on like Jupiter. Because it's farther from the sun, it takes a whole... Like, it's a lot longer for it to...
It's like a couple months, I think.
Yeah,
to complete
exactly.
a day.
Can you imagine, like, just, like... Like, you're in space, and you're sitting in a commercial... Or you're laying in a commercial spaceship, or SpaceX, whatever. And you're just sitting there, just watching the moon. Getting inspiration.
Like, 2001 Space Odyssey?
Did you...
Pretty much.
did you guys see the new Adam Sandler movie that he came out with? The Spaceman?
Okay. No.
With the giant spider?
Yeah, okay.
I saw the trailer. I didn't see the movie.
Okay, the giant spider part, like, that was just him, like, hallucinating the whole time.
Oh, it's not real?
No.
Oh.
But if you think about it, it's like being out there for so long.
You lose your mind.
Like, you lose your mind, exactly. They basically showed what the life of... Adam Sandler basically acted and showed what the life of an astronaut really is. And it's depressing. It's depressing. They miss their families. They miss the Earth. You know, they want to be back home. And I watched the whole movie and I was sitting there like, wow, this is not something that like people like. This is not something people should be doing.
Isn't that something that's meant for humans? Is what you're saying?
Well, some humans are like sure that I'm sure they're sad, like you said, and they miss their families, which is completely understandable. But at the same time,
some people have nothing.
Well, yeah, but at the same time, those people that wanted to go to space and they made it into space, you think they're actually, like, sad about being in there? Not really.
I don't think it's any different from, like, say, the people who are, like, fighting for our country, like the people, like the military, they're away from mm-hmm. their family for long periods of time as well, and they're still, I mean, they get sad, but they're also yeah. like, I am doing something for my country, I'm mm-hmm. like, working, I'm making the world a better place. Like, I feel like that's how astronauts probably think.
Yeah, look, I agree with you, but I also want to play devil's advocate a little bit. Those people are still on Earth. You know what I mean? They're not in space or low Earth orbit or even, you know, potentially in the future on Mars, a completely different planet. You know what I mean?
I mean, I'm sure they probably feel worlds away, like they're, like, at war. So, I mean, yeah, they're still on Earth, but mm-hmm. it's just like... But I feel like being on a battlefield is probably scarier than being in space, but maybe they're both equal.
I agree on the battlefield part. I feel like space, you're more isolated. You have people through computers and that are back home talking to you in space. When you're at war, I just watched the Napoleon movie. So when you're at war, what's that called? You have a lot of people. I want to take some time to think about how they used to just walk and walk and walk mm-hmm. until they got to their location, and then boom, 150,000 men dropped to the floor.
And they would just line up
just to get shot.
And then the next guy would just pick up his rifle and then just keep shooting.
Step up, fill his place.
All Quiet on the Western Front. Have you seen All Quiet on the Western Front? Because like, it's pretty much about like the cycle of being a soldier. It's like this one guy, this little kid. He's like 14 probably. He signs up for the military. And he gets his uniform, and he's like, oh, this one is already assigned, already has a name tag. And he's like, oops, sorry, and they rip it off. And then at the end of the movie, he ends up dying, and the next person is given the same mm-hmm. uniform, and they're like, hey, there's a name tag on here, and they just rip it off, and they just keep
oh, wait, I did see that movie.
Yeah. And it's crazy, because I forgot who said it, but it's almost like you volunteer yourself. Mm-hmm. It's almost like, you know, you're going to sign this paper. You know what you're going for, whether you're fighting for your country or whether you're making a national discover for your planet. There's a lot of aspects to it. You know, there's so many opinions to it.
And it's not a small thing. You know, like going to war, going to space, is not a small thing. Yeah, and that's a life-altering event. Like,
what do you think could be more dangerous, though?
Space.
No.
Okay.
There's space.
Sorry. I think that going to space is not as like life-threatening as actually being in combat. Mm-hmm. However, going to space is not an easy thing because everything could go wrong all the time.
Like, it is unpredictable.
Exactly. It's unpredictable, just like you saw in the movie Apollo 13, where Tom Hanks had to get everything correct.
But and also in like those movies, they're dramatized for the audience's like enjoyment. And also, when you're an astronaut, you study and you train for years. When you're in the military, like you're training for like months and then you're out there, maybe even like a month. So it's like,
you train for a pretty good amount of time, in 2 or 3 years at least in the military.
My friend, he just joined the Marines, and like he is after like this year, he's going out to deployment. That's what he was told. Like he only has the year to train. But like when you're an astronaut, you go to college for 4 years if you're getting your bachelor's, 6 if you're getting your, or longer. And then you have to train for years for them to get ready for the spacecraft and then get you ready for the G-force and everything like that. It's like, I feel like you're more prepared and you have all of this knowledge.
You can do both and join Space Force.
Yeah. Hell yeah. No, but with commercial spaceflight, I feel like it could be a pretty good thing for our country. I mean, in the future, maybe a couple like 50, 60 years, if we can modernize it and make it more cheaper and better, we could take field trips to the moon and kids can like learn about space through that.
I'm not sending my kids.
Even if it's safe and they've perfected it and they made it better.
I think even like with space travel, can you imagine like orbiting Earth, like going to the other side of the world? Like, I don't know, I'm in Tampa right now, but it's going to take me 30, 45 minutes to get to like Greenland or Iceland or something mm-hmm. like that. Kind of like making it more progressive air travel, and I mean, there's been, like I said, it's benefits to it, you know, and plus you're not harming the ecosystem as much.
Okay,
if you do something like that,
I just want to bring up one quick point.
Okay,
so we know that flying has a lot of like there's a lot of problems with flying. Like, you go into the airport, you go into the security, there's people who are not the brightest all around you. Now add the element of flying in space with that. What could go wrong there? So much could go wrong.
But then also, this can be an opportunity for us to learn from our mistakes and help mm-hmm. us create a better air travel. Mm-hmm. Learn from our – that's what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be learning from our mistakes to make our planet better, to make mm-hmm. our situations better. And not just have anybody just, oh, I'm just going to take this job with NASA because I need a job, you know.
Well, that's what commercial space flight would be. It would just be open to the public. And
right.
The public is not, you know, my favorite.
But we have the opportunity to create a better system for ourselves.
Right. It's kind of like the elevation of cars. Like when the first car was built, like you had to pedal that, and then you had an engine, like the first ever like Model T.
Yeah.
And the car was terrible. It was awful. But obviously, the 1% still bought it because they were able to afford it. And now look at it. Everybody has a car. You can't go anywhere without a car because it's so, like, you need it. And now it's cheaper to the public. That's going to be the same thing with spaceflight one day.
Yeah.
Where, like, now we're just getting, like, rich people to fly and use it and go to space. Who knows? 60, 70 years down the road, might be affordable for us, middle class, lower class people.
I feel like the real question is society ready for commercial space travel? Like, are people going to be able to, like, because right now there's already protests with, like, a whole bunch of different things like that. Do you think there are not going to be people wanting to sneak into these places and protest and sit on the plane and so they can't take off? Or do you think people are going to riot and stuff outside of these, like, airports and things like that? Like, do you think the world is ready for commercial space travel?
Definitely think there's going to be problems with that, with protesting.
And do you think that they're going to be ready to, like, big people are going to be ready to invest in that? You can't build a road from Tampa to Orlando that takes you only an hour when versus reality, the main road, it takes you 3 hours. That's somebody owns that road through the government. So mm-hmm. You can't just have one person own it. No, they run through all that shit. Anything that's big, high power, the government runs it. So
absolutely.
110%. I mean, people weren't ready for cars. They protested that, but
yeah, but honestly, you can also point to negative effects with the car. You know what I mean? Because, like, now we just have, like, a car-based society, and we just destroy, like, 100-year-old buildings to, you know, build a highway. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
I think we're
doing something like that in space, where we get rid of the asteroid belt to put a giant highway to Mars. I mean, you know what I mean? That's obviously a completely far-fetched analogy.
Yeah, no,
you know
for sure.
I mean? You get the thinking, right?
Yeah, no, I understand, absolutely. I think we're getting too far into the car, like, industry. What I feel like we need to be sticking more to, and I know this is kind of going on a tangent a little bit, we need to be worrying about, like, our rail systems. Like, Tampa doesn't have a rail system. Like, there could be other efficient ways of, like, fixing those things. Like, you know, cuts down on death brutalities. On death on the highways and stuff like that. So we could be investing in other things like that.
So you think we should be investing in an elevator to space? Like, I don't know. I feel like that'd be pretty dope.
I wouldn't mind it, honestly. I saw it on Willy Wonka. I saw it on Willy Wonka.
Space, and then you're trapped on there with a guy who's sick. And then you got to go 9,000 floors.
Okay, there's a movie about this. It's called Elevator, actually. It was like a murderer on the elevator. And, like, they had to figure
out. I heard about that movie.
It's crazy.
Oh,
but, like,
my gosh.
Maybe it was a really fast elevator. I don't know. I feel more safe in an elevator than I do in a spacecraft, you know?
Have you been in a spacecraft?
That's true.
I've been in a plane.
Well, that's totally different.
No, I don't know.
I think everybody should experience, like, not even flying up to space necessarily, because not everybody's going to want to do it. Just like not everybody flies in airplanes. I think you should have a tour and, like, see what it feels like. And then kind of go from your own assessment after that, see how it feels.
Are we going to be pumping billions of dollars of my tax money into,
here we go,
into how it's going to feel? Let's look for it. You know what I
mean?
Well,
you have
programs
for that.
It's a tourist
attraction,
basically.
We're already investing in, like, pumping out billions into, like, other things that don't benefit us at all.
Real Americans, they're already out there protesting those things. They're complaining about those things. They want their tax dollars to be... to make taxes lower on their food.
I want my tax dollars
lower
in my
they
pocket.
They want their education to be better.
Not instead in space.
Instead of using our money to fund space programs, why don't we, I don't know, pay our teachers
I mean, we,
wages and things?
I agree. We definitely should. I'm not discounting that we don't. We need to attack those things. Always. 110%. We need to attack those things. I'm just saying also is that we should be investing in finding ways. Maybe we might find a mineral or something on space that can cure cancer. But okay, you know, I'm thinking about stuff like that.
That's a different thing. Yeah. That is,
that's how I'm looking at it.
For space exploration, not commercial space flight. You know what I mean? That's two completely different things.
But what you, like, what you gotta know though,
I'm all on board for exploration and for like advancing science. Like I love space as much as the next guy. Okay,
yeah.
But I don't think we should be throwing frivolous tax dollars at commercial space flight so some guy with sweatpants can go up and look at the moon.
Mm-hmm. No, that I agree.
I just like. Have you seen Wall-E? Has anybody here seen Wall-E?
Yeah, I saw Wall-E. Like,
if we abandon what we have here, like that's just what it's gonna turn into, you know. And like he said, it's just a tourist attraction. At the end of the day, it's a tourist attraction. So many people around the world are gonna wanna go to the moon.
Yeah.
How many people are in this world right now? The five of us that are in here right now. Out of billions of people aren't going to get selected to go visit the moon. You know what I'm saying?
Like right here.
Yeah.
This is from Business Insider, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what we were talking about, commercial space flight with Virgin Galactic, each flight, like a ticket, cost $450,000 for one, right?
Right.
And that's all going to be – it's going to probably have government subsidies with it because it's, you know – it's a government contract. Plus, they're gonna have people like NASA and JPL that are gonna be helping mm-hmm. them make this. So that's government contracted. That's where the tax dollars are coming in. You know what I mean?
I'd rather it tax and hit people's pockets, the rich people's pockets. I'm fine with that. Let them spend money on that, and then have the government take care of us. But we're gonna go real quick into a commercial break. We're going to put some music on, and we'll be right back right after this.
King of Notting, that gangster, we mobbing, we taking your dollars. Creflo, no white collar. I pop, wishing wood, Carl Thomas. Dum-dum the bomb, call me the Unabomber. Money in my game, I'm driving, that's insane. You stay in your lane, they're playing, ain't nothing changed. Part of this big regime, I make your girl David Blaine. Murder was the case, all the kids say that T.T. bro. Dope. I'm like dope. All my dope. Cause it's 187 how I'm killing it, though. All my dope. All my dope. Cause it's 187 how I'm killing it, though.
Hey guys, it's been a pleasure to talk to you guys and have this debate. Thank you again, Isis, for coming through as the special guest.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, of course, of course. Thank you for having me.
It was great to have a different perspective.
Oh, absolutely. No, it was perfect. We need.
It gave us like a debate, and it was like
good. Perfect.
It was like actual debate going on instead of a screen.
Yeah, definitely come back next week for sure.
I'll be here. I'll be here.
Yeah.
I don't know how to summarize and start the farewell show since I've only been here for one episode. But
yeah, we definitely going to have you do our pre-production for the next show. We have our last show coming up, guys. We have a farewell. But if you want to hear any of our shows from the past or now, please go to hawkradio.premierstream.com at the eBoard Campus, ACC. You guys want to say your goodbyes before we do our farewells next week?
It's Danny. We out next week.
Peace.
See ya.
You are listening to Hawk Radio, Hillsborough Community College.
They don't know, they don't, they don't know, they don't. In the same room, we don't never say, let's keep it between me and you, and we cold, cause they don't know, I'm the one you be texting when you be up at your job, I'm the one that bought that Benz that's in your garage, I'm the reason you don't stress, it's hard, and anything you want is all yours. Birthday, I'm the one who saw your birthday suit. Got the Birkin bag and bought that birthday coupe. I keep it all real, I ain't gotta tell lies to you. You the only one who knows the truth. They don't know, they don't, they don't know. They don't, they don't know. They don't know, they don't, they don't know. They don't, they don't know. They don't know. In the same room, we don't never say, let's keep it between me and you, and we cold, cause they don't know, they don't, they don't know, they don't, they don't know, they don't know, they don't, they don't know, they don't, they don't know, they don't know, they don't know, they don't, they don't know, they don't know. They don't even know I know you, you don't be talking like a lame, you follow all the rules, you keep it cool, cause they don't know. We was at the same hotel, Super Bowl and All-Star Week. They don't know. You be acting shy, but you really an All-Star freak. They don't know. Bet you got my name tattooed on your body. They don't know you belong to me. Yeah. They don't know. About the code names and the secret island trips. They don't know. When I be up in that, I be calling you my baby. They don't know you like me. They don't know you like me. They don't even know that I share you with my wifey. They don't know. They don't. They don't know. They don't. They don't know. They don't know. They don't. They don't know. They don't. They don't know. They don't know. We be in the same room. We don't never say. Let's keep it between me and you. And we cold, cause they don't know. You deserve the rewards. G5 planes, you deserve the board. Tell them other lames they can swerve, of course. And I swear to God, I'ma curve them broads. Cause they don't know. Vacations, they don't go. You stay patient, and I respect that.
cause you know how to play your post. The mother get antsy, that's why I never treat them fancy. You get yours off and bird off while they bargain shopping on Delancey. You ain't even tell your sister, your mama thinking you don't even like Instagram, you don't even like pictures. That's why I'm f***ing with you.
They don't know, 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 they don't know.
We be in the same room, we don't never say, let's keep it between me and you. And we cool, cause they don't know.
They don't know,
strong people business.
Good morning and welcome back to For the Women. You guys are here with I'm Kai and
I'm Tyra
and Kayla.
Kayla, the mics are like a little, like some of them aren't really cooperating with the headset, so that's why you can't really hear it.
Oh, so.
So it's okay. But you guys are listening to us on the official HCC radio at hawkradio.primostream.com. Today we have a very, very, very good show for you guys today. We'll be talking about dating norms and just modern day and dating norms back then, and then just talking about what it's like in the dating field nowadays and what Gen Z and all these things.